The night before I left the field hospital, Rinaldi came in to see me with the major from our mess. They said that I would go to an American hospital in Milan that had just been installed. Some American ambulance units were to be sent down, and this hospital would look after them and any other Americans on service in Italy. There were many in the Red Cross. The states had declared war on Germany, but not on Austria. The Italians were sure America would declare war on Austria, too, and they were very excited about any Americans coming down, even the Red Cross. They asked me if I thought President Wilson would declare war on Austria, and I said it was only a matter of days. I did not know what we had against Austria, but it seemed logical that they would declare war on her if they did on Germany. They asked me if we would declare war on Turkey. I said that was doubtful. Turkey, I said, was our national bird. But the joke translated so badly and they were so puzzled and suspicious that I said yes, we would probably declare war on Turkey. And on Bulgaria? We had drunk several glasses of brandy and I said yes, by God, on Bulgaria too and on Japan. But they said, Japan is an ally of England. You can't trust the bloody English. The Japanese want Hawaii, I said. Where is Hawaii? It is in the Pacific Ocean. Why do the Japanese want it? They don't really want it, I said. That is all talk. The Japanese are a wonderful little people fond of dancing and light wines. Like the French, said the major. We will get Nice and Savoia from the French. We will get Corsica and all the Adriatic coastline, Rinaldi said. Italy will return to the splendors of Rome, said the major. I don't like Rome, I said. It's hot and full of fleas.
You don't like Rome?
Yes, I love Rome. Rome is the mother of nations. I will never forget Romulus suckling the Tiber.
What?
Nothing. Let's all go to Rome.
Let's go to Rome tonight and never come back. Rome is a beautiful city, said the major.
The mother and father of nations, I said.
Roma is feminine, said Rinaldi. It cannot be a father.
Who is the father, then? The Holy Ghost?
Don't blaspheme.
I wasn't blaspheming. I was asking for information.
You are drunk, baby.
Who made me drunk?
I made you drunk, said the major. I made you drunk because I love you and because America is in the war.
Up to the hilt, I said.
You go away in the morning, baby, Rinaldi said.
To Rome, I said.
No, to Milan. To Milan, said the major. To the Crystal Palace, to the Cova, to Campari's, to Beefy's, to the Galleria, you lucky boy.
To the Gran Italia, I said, where I will borrow money from George.
To the Scala, said Rinaldi.
You will go to the Scala.
Every night, I said.
You won't be able to afford it every night, said the major. The tickets are very expensive. I will draw a sight draft on my grandfather, I said.
A what?
A sight draft. He has to pay, or I go to jail. Mr. Cunningham at the bank does it. I live by sight drafts. Can a grandfather jail a patriotic grandson who is dying that Italy may live?
Live the American Garibaldi, said Rinaldi.
Viva the sight drafts, I said.
We must be quiet, said the major. Already we have been asked many times to be quiet.
Do you go tomorrow, really, Federico?
He goes to the American hospital, I tell you, Rinaldi said. To the beautiful nurses.
Not the nurses with beards of the field hospital.
Yes, yes, said the major. I know he goes to the American hospital.
I don't mind their beards, I said. If any man wants to raise a beard, let him.
Why don't you raise a beard, Signor Maggiore?
It could not go in a gas mask.
Yes, it could. Anything can go in a gas mask. I vomited into a gas mask.
Don't be so loud, baby, Rinaldi said. We all know you have been at the front.
Oh, you fine baby. What will I do while you are gone?
We must go, said the major. This becomes sentimental. Listen, I have a surprise for you. You're English, you know? The English you go to see every night at their hospital. She is going to Milan, too. She goes with another to be at the American hospital. They had not got nurses yet from America. I talked today with the head of the reparto. They have too many women here at the front. They send some back.
How would you like that, baby?
All right.
Yes?
You go to live in a big city and you have your English there to cuddle you.
Why don't I get wounded?
Maybe you will, I said.
We must go, said the major. We drink and make noise and disturb Federico. Don't go. Yes, we must go. Goodbye. Good luck, many things. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Come back quickly, baby.
Rinaldi kissed me.
You smell of Lysol. Goodbye, baby. Goodbye, many things.
The major patted my shoulder. They tiptoed out. I found I was quite drunk, but went to sleep.